wherever your thought projected to, you could see a visual picture of that. You could pick out places in the ships, other beings that you wish to communicate with, entities, places on Earth, wide scans and inner scans, close-up scans. You can just put whatever you want on there.
Including Ascot and Zingalsi, yes, for your boys. In fact, whose shuttle ship is this? You travel with these ones. Whose is it?
Ascot.
Right. I won't tell about the pink miss. I won't tell if you won't tell.
Okay.
Let's move on up to the command module.
Okay.
This would be the area that will get some attention in the motion picture. I would like for you to look around this room very carefully. The layout of screens, panels, control, whatever we would call them, panels. Seating, viewing, any kind of thrust system, stabilizing system, anything that is in view or that you might describe as you went around this area. Keeping in mind that this area is going to be smaller by quite a great deal than the inner dimension of the widest part.
It's about 20 feet.
Yes. So just give us a brief overview of this floor.
It's another transparent floor with viewing through it. Up at the top where you'd have a, like in a regular home, where you'd have molding around the corner between the ceiling and the wall. Those screens from before are around there, those kind of rounded type screens.
Yes.
They surround the room, and then there's panels. There's a space between them and the control panels that surround the room, which it's a viewing window upon either pushing a button or upon mental projection to see straight out, which would be at eye level. There's other screens, computers that are used for tracking and scanners, both for individuals and mass thought patterns. Earth scanners scan just the geothermal or geo energies for the planet, energies for the Earth.
He spoke correctly the first time. Very, very highly sensitive thermal monitors. Extremely sensitive. Why would that be, Randall? Tell them why we would have extremely sensitive thermal monitors.
For heat and disruption for it's like an early warning system. Like they're leveled, you can put different kinds of graphs through the monitors on and measure the heat or the liquid or the molecular structure of the atoms that make up the heat. They can be on graph or bar graph or other kinds of form. In the same way with monitoring and scanning individuals or groups.
Busy place.
Yes.
How many crew would you have in here if you were operating it?
I think six or eight. And it could be run with less. There's room for more.
Is there a captain's area? Is this ship run strictly by mechanical means or?
Mental.
Can be either.
Mm-hmm. It's adapted for both. Depending upon your frequency and of who you are. And that way, if your mind is on something else, you could do something mechanical and still hold a focus.
Also, yes. Is there anything else outstanding about this? This can go on all day, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so we won't do that. We may take it up again another day. So you just relax and enjoy your ship for a minute. I can fill in the rest of this for Wally gentlemen. You see, we are going to need ships that we utilize as props, ships that we will come and go in, and what he uses as a prop needs to match what we come and go in, and this is what we will come and go in. We have to have more room for Sipapu than just, you know, a little shuttlecraft. So we'll need one of this type, and we can fill in the rest of it. And this way, we can bring our minds into some compilation of which craft we will be using. And besides, it's fun. It's a fun game. Randall's got a lot of experiences, no more than anyone else in this room. And it is unfortunate that we have to get clear back into the memory banks to put these wonderful things forth. But we can do that too. But let's let him come back to the room. I'm not going to let him have a flight today. I want him to want to come back and do this again.
I was thinking about leaving.
I know you were. We're going to be here. We have not finished our work. And my bird tribes all want to scatter the minute they start having their fun. I'm going to count from 1 to 5. And then I want you back here, Randall. That's an order, sir.
Can Semyazi change the color of her ship?
No. She could, but she's not going to. She's a signal. One. Slowly, easily, calmly coming back to your awareness, to the here and now. Two. From head to toe, you feel perfectly wonderful. You really do wish you could stay, but you can't, so bright and alert. Three. Every nerve and muscle is completely relaxed. You feel wonderful all over in every way. Four, your eyes begin to wish to open. They feel bright and refreshed. It has been a pleasant journey, and when I call the next number, you will open your eyes, and you will be bright and alert in the here and now. Five, open your eyes. Open your eyes, bright and alert. You can breathe now, and you can stretch now, and you can move back to the couch, or you can sit there.
Okay, thank you.
And we'd go back and look at some of those fragments when you want anything. Those are the ones you're really searching to go back to.
Mm-hmm.
When you want anything. And this is the problem with dealing with a sophisticated crowd like this. You think of yourself as very unsophisticated. Ones such as you and many ones around in this town, such as Larry Barrett out at the glider port, if you take him back, he will slip into nothing but color. So we have to work a little bit differently with this group. With John, we would take you back to re-experience what you experienced in this very state of beingness in the United Nations, for instance. We have to peg it down for you. You ones are alien to this area and this time period. This is why I hesitate to let any of you into the hands of any hypnotist. Because when they tell you to go back to experience something, you're very apt to slip back into eternity. You can come back, but it will blow them away. So I have to be very explicit. You know, don't go back there. Go back day before yesterday or something and tell me about it. Because there is no time in your concept. This is what I wanted Eli to experience, because Eli has been toying around with aircraft for his existence. And he would give an even more detailed description, because he is back here in a more formalized human type of density. Randall is not doing that now, and therefore he is not as conscious of the colored lights and things. And you really have to pay attention. For once you have slipped over, and you know that you basically always control that by mental control, you have an entirely different focus. And it seems very simple. And because you come and go in such an easy astral mode, it's very hard to center down and focus into dematerialization and rematerialization. It does two things. It's almost like moving back to the Middle Ages. Because you've long since outgrown any need for a body. Hence her question. Do we have to have a body to do this? Yes, you do. Yes, you do. We need hands. And have we had enough for today?
Yes.
Gee, I don't need a body. Let me get rid of this. It's kind of worn out.
Whenever you're ready. You want to cling on to these things. But there's always a reason. Always a reason that you create these particular things so that you're in the right place doing the right thing at the right time. You once have to mentally create something to rise above all situations in your life experience to arrive you at the same time here at the beginning of our big job. And if we had days and days with each one, we could find out what it was and why you did it. The mind holds it all. And what is not crammed there into the subconscious is locked into the Akashic records. So we can go back into infinity. But it's hardly practical on Monday morning when I want to know what Otto's doing. It has been an enjoyable time for me this morning, as you began to be able to experience. And it will get to the point where each of you will be experiencing as we go back, and you will be able to have your input so that we do not leave things out, that our accuracy is perfection. That's going to be important, because our crops truly need to match are shapes. That's going to be ultimately very important to the nitpickers of your place. Would I have questions?
Yes, I have a question regarding the props. If Wally needs to have a better perception of this, if he has been on similar crafts such as Randall and the rest of us have, couldn't he be brought back to remember these things?
Oh, surely.
Or also for him to physically see one himself?
Surely.
At this time?
Yes. He just isn't here.
Why don't you just run some of these ships down and let Wally photograph
them? Not so. I knew that one of you would be brilliant after a bit.
No, I wasn't thinking of photographing, just for him to...
I wasn't going
to
say it.
No, but for him to physically be, you know, to see at this time.
Let us just say that he would know by the time we're ready. Mr. Nimoy knows.
Yeah, he does.
It's not a problem. It just saved Dorma from writing 10 pages. And I owed her that much.
And also, with, how did you mean about Eli toying with airplanes or aircraft?
What do you think I mean?
I haven't the faintest idea.
Oh, Alan, take the blinders away. Your son is a spaceman.
I think of him as a spaceman, but in a different sense of the
You're also a father.
Excuse me?
You're also a father. He's here for that purpose. He knows what a ship looks like. He has basically, in his time frames, grown up in them. And he is a kid on Earth. That's your problem. But if you could go into his memory before this time, he's a very sophisticated pilot. And we're going to need them. And these ones will be the difference, quite frankly, and how well we get this planet under control. Many of them will be awakened immediately, and they will be transported aboard the mother craft to really assist in the comings and goings of the shuttlecraft that have to come to the Earth itself. Sounds like Star Trek, doesn't it?
Commander?
Yes.
This may not be an appropriate question, but it usually doesn't stop.
Never has.
I think you should know.
When things start happening and there is evacuation of this place, will we be here through it all, or will we be elsewhere?
Well, I could just say it's inappropriate.
Okay.
But I won't.
Okay. I have kind of a sense of it, but...
I would guess from the probabilities that you would come and go many times during a given period of evacuation, and that means a bunch of times in 15 minutes. We may have another 15 minutes, 20 minutes, to work with other energies. All easy ones will be beamed aboard immediately. All children will be beamed aboard immediately. All children fall into the vibration patterns whereby they're easily brought aboard. Children are the most flexible little mechanical energies ever created by God. So they're no problem. Some will be terrified. They will be immediately placed into a sleep state and put aboard areas where they can be cared for until they can be reunited with the parents. a lot of them would be simply put into a sleep state until that can be done to ease the terror. Just from the confusion itself, the child would be scared. Much would be going on. But many would thrive on it just like a good Ferris wheel ride. They're going to love it. And they would, everyone be taken up. Unless they have already transitioned. You're going to see what you will perceive as a lot of dead children. Just like everything else. Not the children. The children will not be made to suffer this. Their little energies will be separated long before they feel anything. But the children coming up in bodily form will be lifted up through the light beams just as everybody else will have to be. And they can easily withstand it. Their little vibration, their little systems are just fine. Then the ones remaining who have not made up their minds up until now, we call it the 11th hour. It is never too late in the eyes of God right until the end. However, they better make up their mind right fast, because 10 or 15 minutes of your time is all they've got. And they're either in or they're out. During wholesale, widespread evacuation, you will be brought aboard ship, because it would not be feasible to leave you. You will be set down immediately again the minute that it is all right to put you down. This particular group, you've sensed it all along, you know you made that commitment. I can remember the day that Dorma finally opened her eyes and said, "My God, I think I volunteered to stay." Also, you volunteered to come with the angels to rebuild. If there are things that occur that were not in the probability, should any of you be injured or it just not be feasible for any reason health-wise, you will remain aboard. But most of you ones have come to experience this and move it on into the time of radiance. And if we've done our job really well, it should be fun. We'll have matches too. And if we didn't remember to get in the supply of matches and we don't have the match factory, somebody better bring a lighter.
Well, I've never seen sitting it out on a ship, which is why I asked the question.
Well, that's because you won't. I can go a little farther. Most of the areas that will be taken as, let us say, the mother ship, where the new cities, the new communities will be built, are all, and here's a good one, good rule of thumb, they will always be where the Indians gathered. And you will have the resources if you haven't gone far enough along. You will have flint rock. Things of that nature. So you pick out the places around your country, for instance, that would be most familiar, and wherever their central meeting places were, would be the center. Now there will not be that many of them that every little tribe. For instance, in Colorado you can't, depend on it just being Mesa Verde or even being Mesa Verde. But for instance, this is a centralized, holy Indian place. So is the area around the Four Corners. But as I wrote to the ones in Sodoma, and Sananda sent the message to Sodoma, so many darkened energies have infiltrated that area that it basically will be useless as a place of light.
Wherever your thought projected to, you could see a visual picture of that. You could pick out places in the ship, other ships, other beings that you wish to communicate with, entities, places on earth, wide scans and inner scans, close-up scans. You can just put whatever you want on there.
Including ASCII and symbols, yes, for your voice. In fact, whose shuttleship is this? You travel with these ones. Whose is it?
ASCII.
Right. I won't tell about the pinkness. I won't tell if you want to.
Okay.
Let's move on up to the command module.
Okay.
This would be the area that would get some attention in the motion picture. I would like for you to look around this room very carefully. The layout of screens, panels, control. Whatever we would call them, panels. Seating, viewing, any kind of thrust system, stabilizing system, anything that is in view or that you might describe as you went around this area. Keeping in mind that this area is going to be smaller by quite a great deal than the inner dimension of the widest part.
It's about 20 feet.
Yes. So just give us a brief overview of this floor.
It's another transparent floor with viewing through it. Up at the top where you'd have a, like in a regular home where you'd have molding around the corner between the ceiling and the wall. Those screens from before are around there, those kind of rounded type screens.
Yes.
They surround the room, and then there's panels. There's a space between them and the control panels that surround the room, which it's a viewing window upon either pushing a button or upon mental projection. To see straight out, which would be at eye level. There's other screens, computers, that are used for tracking, and scanners, both for individuals and mass thought patterns. Scanners scan just the geothermal or geo energies for the planet, energies for the Earth.
He spoke correctly the first time. Very, very highly sensitive thermal monitors. Extremely sensitive. Why would that be, Randall? Tell them why we would have extremely sensitive thermal monitors.
For heat and disruption for it's like an early warning system. Like they're leveled, you can put different kinds of graphs through the monitors on and measure the heat or the liquid or the molecular structure of the atoms that make up the heat. They can be on graph or bar graph or other kinds of forms. In the same way with monitoring and scanning individuals or groups.
Busy place.
Yes.
How many crew would you have in here if you were operating it?
I think six or eight. And it could be run with less. There's room for more.
Is there a captain's area? Is this ship run strictly by mechanical means or?
Mental.
Can't be either.
Mm-hmm. It's adapted for both. Depending upon your frequency and of who you are. And that way, if your mind is on something else, you could do something mechanical and still hold a focus.
Also, yes. Is there anything else outstanding about this? This can go on all day, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so we won't do that. We may take it up again another day. So you just relax and enjoy your ship for a minute. I can fill in the rest of this for Wally gentlemen. You see, we are going to need ships that we utilize as props, ships that we will come and go in. And what he uses as a prop needs to match what we come and go in. And this is what we will come and go in. We have to have more room for Sipapu than just, you know, a little shuttlecraft. So we'll need one of this type. And we can fill in the rest of it. And this way, we can bring our minds into some compilation of which craft we will be using. And besides, it's fun. It's a fun game. Randall's got a lot of experiences, no more than anyone else in this room. And it is unfortunate that we have to get clear back into the memory banks to put these wonderful things forth. But we can do that too. But let's let him come back to the room. I'm not going to let him have a flight today. I want him to want to come back and do this again.
I was thinking about leaving.
I know you were. We're going to be here. We have not finished our work. And my bird tribes all want to scatter the minute they start having their fun. I'm going to count from 1 to 5. And then I want you back here, Randall. That's an order, sir.
Can Semyazi change the color of her ship?
No. She could, but she's not going to. She's a signal. One. Slowly, easily, calmly coming back to your awareness, to the here and now. Two. From head to toe, you feel perfectly wonderful. You really do wish you could stay, but you can't, so bright and alert. Three. Every nerve and muscle is completely relaxed. You feel wonderful all over in every way. Four. Your eyes begin to wish to open. They feel bright and refreshed. It has been a pleasant journey, and when I call the next number, you will open your eyes, and you will be bright and alert in the here and now. Five. Open your eyes. Open your eyes, bright and alert. You can breathe now, and you can stretch now, and you can move back to the couch, or you can sit there.
Okay, thank you.
And we'd go back and look at some of those fragments when you weren't anything. Those are the ones you're really searching to go back to.
Mm-hmm.
When you weren't anything. And this is the problem with dealing with a sophisticated crowd like this. You think of yourself as very unsophisticated. Ones such as you and many ones around in this town, such as Larry Barrett out at the glider port, if you take him back, he will slip into nothing but color. So we have to work a little bit differently with this group. With John, we would take you back to re-experience what you experienced in this very state of beingness in the United Nations, for instance. We have to peg it down for you. You ones are alien to this area and this time period. This is why I hesitate to let any of you into the hands of any hypnotist. Because when they tell you to go back to experience something, you're very apt to slip back into eternity. You can come back, but it will blow them away. So I have to be very explicit. You know, don't go back there. Go back day before yesterday or something and tell me about it. Because there is no time in your concept. This is what I wanted Eli to experience, because Eli has been toying around with aircraft for his existence. And he would give an even more detailed description, because he is back here in a more formalized human type of density. Randall is not doing that now, and therefore he is not as conscious of the colored lights and things. And you really have to pay attention. For once you have slipped over, and you know that you basically always control that by mental control, you have an entirely different focus. And it seems very simple. And because you come and go in such an easy astral mode, it's very hard to center down and focus into dematerialization and rematerialization. It does two things. It's almost like moving back to the Middle Ages. Because you've long since outgrown any need for a body. Hence her question. Do we have to have a body to do this? Yes, you do. Yes, you do. We need hands. And have we had enough for today?
Yes.
Gee, I don't need a body. Let me get rid of this. It's kind of worn out.
Whenever you're ready. You want to cling on to these things. But there's always a reason. Always a reason that you create these particular things so that you're in the right place doing the right thing at the right time. You once have to mentally create something to rise above all situations in your life experience to arrive you at the same time. Here at the beginning of our big job. And if we had days and days with each one, we could find out what it was and why you did it. The mind holds it all. And what is not crammed there into the subconscious is locked into the Akashic records. So we can go back into infinity. But it's hardly practical on Monday morning. When I want to know what Otto's doing. It has been an enjoyable time for me this morning, as you began to be able to experience. And it will get to the point where each of you will be experiencing as we go back, and you will be able to have your input so that we do not leave things out, that our accuracy is perfection. That's going to be important because our props truly need to match our ships. That's going to be ultimately very important to the nitpickers of your place. Would I have questions?
Yes, I have a question regarding the the crops. If Wally needs to have a better perception of this, if he has been on similar crafts such as Randall and the rest of us have, couldn't he be brought back to remember these things?
Oh, surely.
Or also for him to physically see one himself?
Surely.
At this time?
Yes, he just isn't here.
Why don't you just run some of these ships down and let Wally put her down?
I knew that one of you would be brilliant after a bit.
No, I wasn't thinking of photographing, just for him to...
I wasn't going
to
say it.
No, but for him to physically be, to see at this time.
Let us just say that he would know by the time we're ready. Mr. Nimoy knows.
Yeah, he does.
It's not a problem. It just saved Dorma from writing 10 pages. And I owed her that much.
And also, with, how did you mean about Eli toying with airplanes or aircraft?
What do you think I mean?
I haven't the faintest idea.
Oh, Alan, take the blinders away. Your son is a spaceman.
I think of him as a spaceman, but in a different sense.
You're also a father.
Excuse me?
You're also a father. He's here for that purpose. He knows what a ship looks like. He has basically, in his time frames, grown up in them. And he is a kid on Earth. That's your problem. But if you could go into his memory before this time, he's a very sophisticated pilot. And we're going to need them. And these ones will be the difference, quite frankly, and how well we get this planet under control. Many of them will be awakened immediately, and they will be transported aboard the mother craft to really assist in the comings and goings of the shuttlecraft that have to come to the Earth itself. Sounds like Star Trek, doesn't it?
Commander?
Yes.
This may not be an appropriate question, but usually it doesn't stop.
Never has.
I think it's
when things start happening and there is evacuation of this place, will we be here through it all, or will we be elsewhere?
Well, I could just say it's inappropriate.
Okay.
But I won't.
Okay. I have kind of a sense of it, but...
I would guess from the probabilities that you would come and go many times during a given period of evacuation, and that means a bunch of times in 15 minutes. We may have another 15 minutes, 20 minutes, to work with other energies. All easy ones will be beamed aboard immediately. All children will be beamed aboard immediately. All children fall into the vibration patterns whereby they're easily brought aboard. Children are the most flexible little mechanical energies ever created by God. So they're no problem. Some will be terrified. They will be immediately placed into a sleep state and put aboard areas where they can be cared for until they can be reunited with the parents. A lot of them will be simply put into a sleep state until that can be done to ease the terror. Just from the confusion itself, the child will be scared. Much will be going on. but many would thrive on it just like a good Ferris wheel ride. They're going to love it. And they would, everyone be taken off. Unless they have already transitioned. You're going to see what you will perceive as a lot of dead children, just like everything else. Not the children. The children will not be made to suffer this. Their little energies will be separated long before they feel anything. But the children coming up in bodily form will be lifted up through the light beams just as everybody else will have to be. And they can easily withstand it. Their little vibration, their little systems are just fine. Then the ones remaining who have not made up their minds up until now, we call it the 11th hour. It is never too late in the eyes of God right until the end. However, they better make up their mind right fast, because 10 or 15 minutes of your time is all they've got. And they're either in or they're out. During wholesale, widespread evacuation, you will be brought aboard ship, because it would not be feasible to leave you. You will be set down immediately again the minute that it is all right to put you down. This particular group, you've sensed it all along. You know you made that commitment. I can remember the day that Norma finally opened her eyes and said, "My God, I think I volunteered to stay." Also, you volunteered to come with the angels to rebuild. If there are things that occur that were not in the probability, should any of you be injured or it just not be feasible for any reason health-wise, you will remain aboard. But most of you ones have come to experience this and move it on into the time of radiance. And if we've done our job really well, it should be fun. We'll have matches too. And if we didn't remember to get in the supply of matches and we don't have the match factory, somebody better bring a lighter.
Well, I've never seen sitting it out on a ship, which is why I asked the question.
Well, that's because you won't. I can go a little farther. Most of the areas that will be taken as, let us say, the mother ship, where the new cities, the new communities will be built, are all, and here's a good one, good rule of thumb, they will always be where the Indians gathered. And you will have the resources if you haven't gone far enough along. You will have flint rock, things of that nature. So you pick out the places around your country, for instance, that would be most familiar, and wherever their central meeting places were, will be the center. Now there will not be that many of them that every little tribe. For instance, in Colorado you can, or yes, in Colorado you can depend on it just being Mesa Verde or even being Mesa Verde. But for instance, this is a centralized, holy Indian place. So is the area around the Four Corners. But as I wrote to the ones in Sodoma, and Sananda sent the message to Sodoma, so many darkened energies have infiltrated that area that it basically will be useless as a place of light for one. Almost any spiritual teachings that come out of there will be only fragmented. The dark ones would try to shut it down completely, and basically through corruption. And there are messages and messengers there that their words have to get out. Now whether we can leave a corridor open or they need to be transported, that is between Sananda and they. But that is not your problem. Dharma's problem is to write what Sananda asked her to write. That was very, very difficult for her to do. She is sending a message from Sananda to Sananda's own receivers, of which she is not one of Sananda's basic receivers. It was a very hard message to write, especially to send. Because in a very earthly way, none of you can perceive how they will receive of it. And you may never know whether it was a test for her to see if she would do it, or a test for them to see if they would hear it, and how. But I would tell you once, that publishing company would be here. Yes, please.
Do you have any thoughts regarding the name for that company, since Randall's now working on that book?
I would like it called something very similar to the Motion Picture Studios, because that will be your selling point for getting it off the ground. That would be your captive printing client that would make it reasonable to have it in this town. So I would call it Futuronics Printing or Futuronics Press.
EJ was right on the money on that one. I had inside information.
Dr. Dark.
We don't want some cutesy title. We want it to bear some resemblance to future thinking. But we don't want it in any way whatsoever to be embellished by, quote, New Age. Those cutesy titles are out for us.
Should we break that into two corporations or one?
Well, we'll end up breaking it into many. Let us get it into Futuronics Capital as far as funding.
All right.
If that's what we decide to do. That can be handled on a very conscious level, and the crowd is getting restless. But it will need to come into something very, very similar in name, so that when you do your corporations and you set them up, you can set them up so that if you get a check that says just Futuronics, it can be put into the proper place. So almost everything you have will be Futuronics Capital, Futuronics Studios, Futuronics Productions, this type of thing. Mm-hmm. You'll be able to do that in Nevada. But you'll want the ability to move the funds back and forth. So you'll want to cover those bases, also known as maybe what you will have to do. Now that is one place that you can work very well in California. Futuronics Capital, also known as, aka, doing business as Futuronics Publications, whatever. Just so you can have bank accounts and cash those checks. Always be able to cash your checks. Swap your money around. Is there more about that?
Other than I talked to John and Rosemary Novakovich with General Printing, and they're happy and willing to move forward still. So
I think so.
We appreciate whatever efforts that are being done for that.
Right. We will welcome them. That is something that as soon as we can get it going, it will be a great, great asset when we're ready to advertise motion pictures.
Yes.
But in the meanwhile, Sister has several books that need to be published. The Sacred Hill Within is going to have to be put to press. So there's plenty that as soon as we can get it all arranged, can begin to put forth some of this information. And there are newsletters. Portals of Light must continue to go out. ASSK needs to either join in with them, however they need to work it out. Because we are not in the business. But every now and then information could come from this group through those ones to the public that needs the information. But they do not have the proper crew to to handle it. So that will need to be worked out with him. I really feel I should let her up, unless we have more questions. Been a long weekend. I have kept her all weekend. I'm sorry about Thanksgiving, because I only let her up for a little while.
I think we're finished.
Thank you, Mary.
We're doing very well. There is one other subject. Oberle, I believe that maybe you should discuss with the group a little bit, John Nunes.
All right. John wrote us a letter giving us till December 1st to Fisher cut bait, and we decided to cut bait. So we're going to write John Nunes a nice letter saying we're sorry we can't meet your deadline. It is probably in our best interest to be able to do business on a parcel-by-parcel basis rather than bite off the whole thing anyway. And we wish you well.
Also, you're going to send this to John personally?
Yes.
You can always tell when it really gets touchy and when the big boys have gotten into it. The very last sentence after this lovely, friendly letter said, if you have any response, get in touch with my real estate attorney, blah, 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 who is headed him right down the Primrose path.
Hello. Just a minute.
Hello, this is Randall.
Hello.
If you feel you have time,
yeah.
Since you're sending it to John,
I
would appreciate it if you would call me in, Oberle, when you write it, and tell him what we would have done.
And yourself?
With bonds over a period of time and how we would have transferred stock. So this would have cost him nothing. I don't mind ones blundering if they blunder knowing what they're doing. He has just cost himself an unbelievable amount of money for the greed of his advisor. He will be strung out for full extent of the law for taxes, and they fully plan to really, really up the price. That's what the message really was about. But the land we need is not the commercial property. There is commercial property out along Tehachapi that we would take. But there is other commercial property available. There will be plenty of orchards available. The water, yes. But what he stands to do is to sell that little bit of commercial property at a much, much more prime price. And if this depression catches him, he's going to lose down to 10 cents on the dollar for the rest of his land. So he is acting in ignorance, and he is being perpetrated upon by his legal guidance. And I don't want you ones to concern about it. If you think you'll be without land, forget it. We will have absolutely everything we need.
5 to 10 cents on the dollar later.
Oh, I got you.